And gentlemen, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. I would like to call to order this meeting of the Taney County Commission of April 25th, 2011. And Commissioner Strafus, I'd call on you for the opening prayer.
Please stand. Father God, we thank you for this day, Father. We thank you for the rain. Father, we ask you to protect our property, Father, as this as the water rises, Father, you give wisdom to those who are working in the water and around the water. Father, you provide safety to all those. And Father, we thank you that you're a good God, and you'll protect and provide, Father. And we ask also for this for the meetings today, both in the county and the state and the federal level, Father, that you would be with all the leaders to give them wisdom and discernment, and Father, and everything in all the decisions they make, that they seek you and what's best for the decision of this country. Father, we thank you for this great country we live in. We ask you to watch over all of our military people, both here and abroad, and be with their families and give them security and safety, Father, and their provisions met. We ask you, Father, for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And gentlemen, with your permission, I would like to suspend the agenda as printed for a few minutes because of the emergency situation of floodwaters. And we have with us Chris Burnt, the Emergency Management Director, Randy Hayes with our Road and Bridge Department, and Sheriff Jimmy Russell. And I would like, if we could, just to have a few comments and discussion about what is going on, where the dangerous areas are that exist within Taney County, what roads have been flooded, what we're doing, and what precautions we're taking as a county, in concert with others to extend as much help as we can to those people who are in need. Chris, if I could call on you first, you have a few comments for us this morning regarding the situation.
Thank you. As everybody knows, we got a lot of rain over the weekend. We'll continue to get a lot of rain. Initially, we were set well. The lakes were down, it has greened up and everything, but we're just getting so much rain now. It's gone, everything gone above capacity, and it's just running off. Everything ground is saturated. Some of the issues are now that's rising quickly is Bull Creek and Table Rock Lake and Taney Como, and I'm certain soon to be Bull Shoals also. Obviously, a lot of these contributories caused some road closures, which I think Randy's going to talk about. During the night, we evacuated the Bull Creek Village. Started out with a small portion, and as the water came coming up, just more and more people. By about 4:30 or so, we had 60 people, but I know it's virtually everybody by now. And there was a few people that decided to stay, and just now we're going out there, going after them and rescuing those people. Bull Creek is all the way to F Highway, and part of F Highway is flooded, so if people could go around and take 160, that would obviously would be better. With that said, for Bull Creek, Taney Como is our next issue now. They worked yesterday at Powerside Dam to remove those billboards, which I think most of them got removed. I don't think all of them, which that does help some to lower the water level a little bit in Taney Como and be able to pass more water through. The issue now is there's a lot of water still running into Taney Como, and there's a lot of water running into Table Rock. Besides Beaver, as of a few minutes ago, was at 99.6% full. So that means they're going to have to start releasing some water out of Beaver, which consequently they're going to have to release additional water out of Table Rock. The way the first step, what normally the Corps does, and I'm not speaking for the Corps, but it's traditionally what they do, when it gets up to 920, they start releasing 20,000 cubic feet a second, and normally they do that by 14,000 feet, through generators and an additional 6,000 cubic feet a second through the gates, opening some gates. And they currently they are at 922, so they're already 2 feet above what they should normally start at. So I would not be surprised if they don't end up having to modify that somewhat and release even a little more water, which is causing us more and more problems, obviously, in Taney Como. We are already quite high in Taney Como, already have some flooding along the lake, and people that were affected by 2008, they will be affected again today. If they're not already affected, they will be affected. So if anybody's listening to this, this would be a good time to start packing up because they will be affected again. There's just no way around it. And it's particularly that Foggy River Road area and some portions at the end of Lakeshore Drive that's going to be affected. And I had worked this morning early with the sheriff on this, and I think he's working on, but he can talk about that, what he's doing to notify those people. Another few items, Railroad Avenue in Hollister is closed due to flooding, and so they have their emergency road open that's on 65 Highway. The radar, before I came into this meeting, the radar looked actually very good. And we had a big shower coming through, but that should be over with, and then the rest of the morning should be fairly calm. But it is truly the calm before the storm, because we're going to have a few hours of very little or no rain, but this afternoon we're going to get substantial rainfall this afternoon and tonight again. So it's not over.
Sheriff?
We, as Chris said this morning, we was working with Foggy residents on Foggy River Road and also down Lakeshore Drive. We went to all those that we know that were flooded back in 08. Advise them to expect the same, so if they want to get stuff out, to go ahead and start getting stuff out. We've got approximately 20 homes on the east side that right now are cut off from any access. They are in the Bradleyville area where we've got Spring Branch Road. Of course, MoDOT has it out, replacing it, and then the only other access to them was 76 coming out of Bradleyville. Beaver is over Dead Man's Curve there and is also over Cedar Hollow Road. So they virtually have no access other than possibly one forest trail that goes about 7 miles and up into Christian County. But as far as emergency vehicles being able to access them, we cannot until Beaver Creek goes back down some. We have right now about 7 homes down Y Highway that are surrounded by water. Down on Edgewater Beach and Oak Grove Trader Park. Those folks, I believe, are all out of those. There's one resort and a couple of homes down in Lakeshore that does have water coming up around them now. Basically, like I said, we was on the lower end of Taney Como. We are pretty well to the maximum of what it was back in 08 already. It's with all the influx from Bull Creek and everything, it's extremely high down there right now. Time will tell as to what the spill from Table Rock will do on that. And I'm sure that Randy will probably speak to it, but of course, we need to be contacting the folks with the emergency roads that have been put in place and make sure they are opened up and ready to go.
Randy, you have a new road listing?
I've got some additions to our road closure list. I originally had 8 on there. We've got a few more now.
You'll read them all?
I'd like to read these off in no particular order, but Parker Hole Road, Bear Creek Road, Cedar Hollow Road, Coon Creek Road, Patterson Drive, Round Mountain Road, Slough Hollow Road, Sycamore Church Road, Kimball Road, Shady Springs Road, Frank Ray, Steely Road, Pro Tem Cedar Creek Road, Lone Star Road, and Thunder Road. Now, we'll keep in mind there are other smaller crossings numerous around the county that, even though there may be crossable for the next few hours if we get any more rain, a lot of them become impassable for a time period, and then they'll run down. We've got numerous crossings like that, so. But we try to sign what we can. Most of them will have impassable during high water signs posted on these. A lot of these were, for safety reasons, we try to put up water over road and barricade what we can on most of the heavier traveled roads. So.
Now, what you're mentioning, of course, are county roads. Are you aware of state roads that are closed too that we can?
We are aware of a few state roads. One of them is 76 Highway there, of course, at Bradleyville. And I'm not sure of any other.
F Highway now, the state has closed it. Also, I think Trigger Creek, I believe it is still closed. If it was closed, I'm not sure if it still is or not, if it's ran down any over there.
That's, would you say T Highway?
J Highway.
Okay.
Yeah, J Highway.
Yeah, Sheriff, I was down running roads last night about 7 o'clock and went down towards Rockaway, and the second cove was over the road by 6-8 inches then.
Yeah. That area down there, you'll probably might as well plan on there being a problem. Any place in the county that there's any type of a low water crossing, they need to, if there's water over it, just turn around. Don't go through it.
We have barricades up on a lot of county roads and cones along roads that are being undermined, and I witnessed yesterday afternoon cars going around our cones to try to cross areas and places where the roads been washed out on the underside of the asphalt and barricades. So the citizens need to be aware of that, and please don't endanger your life or your family's life by trying to take a shortcut or something like that and going around what we already have posted as a dangerous area.
I was talking to the same gentleman you were talking to, Chris. When do you think you'll give us another update? I mean, obviously, when Beaver Lake starts releasing water, it's going to affect Table Rock, which will affect Taney Como, because when I talked to him an hour ago, he said he thought he had 4 feet of storage left in Beaver Lake, and now I think it's down to almost nothing. So, obviously a lot of rain is filling up Beaver. When can you give us another update, or at least update the media? I know you're talking to the radio station, but...
Some of it will just depend on when we get information from the Corps, but I would say it's quarter after 9 now. It'd probably be noonish, noonish area.
I'm wondering if it'd be possible to have him contact us here, and we could put it on the speakerphone, and that way we could probably broadcast it at the same time.
At noon?
Well, whenever you...
We're in session all day, so if you get the phone call, we can just put on the speakerphone and broadcast it for those listening. So.
Okay. Very good.
I was looking at the stream levels on the gauges at the 8 o'clock readings, and they weren't forecasting them to even crest until sometime midday tomorrow.
Right.
With the rain we have so far. So there's still a lot of water to come.
Yeah. Okay.
The reason we took this time, obviously, this is an unusual circumstance. It's an emergency situation. And this county commission and all the individuals you have just heard, and I apologize for being redundant, but we would caution you in crossing any area where the water's over the road, because it might be a lot deeper than you suspect, and the road itself might be washed out, in which case it might carry your car off. Please be careful. And we will continue to give updates as we receive them, and if there are evacuations, we'll do our best to interrupt our business today to announce those as well. Any of you gentlemen have anything else to say? Thank you for being here. Appreciate it. Appreciate the update, you guys. Gentlemen, our first regularly scheduled agenda item is previous meeting minutes of April 4th, April 13th, and April 14th.
I move that we approve April 4th, 13th, and 14th with changes in the red ink as submitted. And
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve previous meeting minutes of April 4th, April 13th, and April 14th with changes as noted in red ink. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. Next on the agenda is accounts payable, journal entries, and transfers.
I move that we approve checks 324197 through 324263, warrants 5402, and I'm going to hold one transfer, so it'll be we will, in this approval, the one transfer for the election, we're going to hold the road and bridge transfer until further investigation. It sounds much harsher. I got some questions about it.
And can you, road and bridge transfer? Is that
yes,
you
the
noted it?
Yeah, okay. It was a transfer for road and bridge. I'm going to hold that.
I'll second that.
Elections are fine. Elections are fine. There's two transfers. One for elections. That one's going through. It's the road and bridge transfer that we're going to hold back. I got some questions I have.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve accounts payable, journal entries, and transfers with the exception of the road and bridge transfer. As noted by Commissioner Strophas, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. Next issue is a letter of support for the Highway 65 Coalition. Nikki? Gentlemen, we have a letter addressed to Mr. Randy Pogue, Chairman of the Missouri Highway 65 Commerce Corridor Coalition. It is short, so I will read it. Dear Mr. Pogue, the Taney County Commission would like to join with others who are supporting the mission and goals of the Highway 65 Coalition. We appreciate the opportunity for Taney County to be a part of this very worthwhile project. Taney County is served by Highway 65, and we believe it will continue to be of vital importance for our future and applaud your efforts to champion this cause. The impact of a completed four-lane highway bisecting our state for economic development, tourism, and improved safety is vastly recognized. It is understood that this will be a long-term project, but it will need a continual and cooperative effort of those along the corridor to make it happen. Taney County thanks your group for your efforts to date and looks forward to working with you in the future. And then the letter would be signed by all three of us. Do I have a motion to approve said letter?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to
letter of support.
Sign the letter of approval to Mr. Randy Pogue with Missouri Highway 65 Commerce Corridor Coalition, showing our support for the project. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. Gentlemen, if we'll take just a second, we can sign this.
He'll give it to you.
It's all right.
While you're signing that, the next item is the second extension of closing for the Hollister maintenance shed. We discussed last week during agenda approval to add additional road materials. I have spoken with Connie at MoDOT. She is fine with that, so I've made the changes. I just need a simple motion.
Can I see that?
Yes.
Motion to accept the second extension of closing for the Hollister maintenance shed.
Excuse me.
Do you know how much money we had there holding of ours?
Just
10%.
Just 10%. And the reason for the extension was that they had property owners, property line disputes. And they believe they've got them all resolved and now has to go through their MoDOT board to approve the contract, and then we can complete the contract.
The verbiage is as Nikki has provided us, and the additional language that we had requested is in the agreement. Do you want to second the motion?
Yeah.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the second extension of the closing date addendum with Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission will extend until June 30th, 2011. Have discussion? Dan, you got a question?
No, I just hope they can get that finished up. We can make use of that facility. It would be a very good use to the citizens before the next winter events happen. So,
I certainly agree. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. I'm also going to go ahead and sign this one.
Wayne Smith.
Next order of business is repairs at the University of Missouri Extension's office. Wayne Dietrich is joining us. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, we're requesting some rough work, windows. The fascia and soffit needs quite a bit of work, and then finishing the painting on the building. If I had to put it in priority, since I've got two cans sitting out now catching water this morning, I'd probably start with the roof and then go to the windows.
Wayne, and I think this was approved last year or maybe even earlier, and if we need a second motion to do so with a new...
I think we do, because we had gone through this, and I just assumed we would walk... You and I both did a remote and walked around, and we talked about some tree trimming and things like that, and I just thought it was taken care of and realized
it
wasn't.
Yeah, at one time, we had a bid on the roof, too, but several guys came to look at it.
Now we're talking... It's not cheap,
right.
But it's something we had
had an approval on.
Right.
I'll make a motion that we go ahead and make these improvements to the extension office building.
And we're going to direct Renee to facilitate it, right?
Right. Will there be a new bid on the roof? I wonder if Linda needs
to. We can direct Renee to do that if you want.
Okay.
That's rude. I'll second the motion, but I was thinking we just want to make sure someone takes the action to get it done, because I think we voted on it and no one... Did it last time.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the badly needed repairs on the University Extension office building, and would allow Renee Bruska to handle all the information that's pertinent to that. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously.
We're sorry about that, Wayne, because we should have took care of it.
Well, I'm just happy to get it done.
Okay.
So I'm going
to make sure you get Renee to get the work with Wayne to get everything approved. I mean, get everything prepared. Start with a new roof bid, and then from there.
I don't have the real estate valuation correction thing.
There it is. Yeah, that's all I've got. That's just that. It's the refunds, isn't it? The commission part of the refunds? Let's put that off to a point certain, a definite time, because this is what we had posted was we wanted to get the refunds that the commission could authorize complete, and I don't have.
Well, I may have an email. Hold on.
I'm going to motion to.
Why don't we move it to 1 o'clock and we'll work it in before the sunshine policy discussion. Would that work for you?
Motion to postpone to a definite time real estate evaluation correction till 1 p.m. today, April 25th.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded, postponed to a definite time of 1 o'clock real estate evaluation / correction. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Making a note here.
Just because we have nothing else posted until 10, here's a quick question for you, Nikki. Is BOE, true BOE, we're going to have a BOE hearing, open up a BOE
Or is this the discussion? Is this my discussion of are we going to or not going to do? Okay.
All right. I thought that's what it was. Yeah, that's what it is.
Actually, my question about that is, we talked about establishing a time because there was a parcel certain that there had been an abatement drawn up on that needed to go through BOE and that the collector was holding a check to be returned to a taxpayer based upon those changes that were made, but they needed our technical
approval.
Yay or nay on that. And we had talked, since we are three and the current board is five, three is a majority, and that we could do that business.
And we posted it properly. It says BOE, so we could do so.
We could do both?
Yep.
Okay. Well, quite frankly, we are not scheduled for the next item business specifically until 10.
Got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
The real estate evaluation correction and the BOE, do you want those at the same time? Yeah, we did post one at 1 o'clock and the other one at 10. But is one a commission action and the other one BOE action?
Yes.
That's how I understood it.
Yes.
Okay.
But that certainly doesn't mean we can't meet as a commission and then go into session as BOE. Well, let's talk with...
Nikki,
if we're not ready for that with the different Nikki. Elected officials, do it next week. But
they sent some stuff. There's some emails I was just going to dig up, but there's some emails that we were sent on the BOE action.
Gentlemen, let's stand in recess until 10 a.m.
Did you?
Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.